GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm your host, Alex. Let's dive into today's stories with a technical lens and see what they mean for the builders out there. First up, Sui, the self-proclaimed world's fastest blockchain, hit a speed bump on Wednesday when it decided to take a nap instead of processing blocks. Now, Sui's whole marketing shtick revolves around its blazing fast sub-second finality and a theoretical throughput of 297,000 transactions per second. Ironically, the only thing faster than Sui's transactions was its ability to completely halt. At approximately 7:15 a.m. PDT, the blockchain hit the snooze button, coming to a dead stop and leaving the real world high and dry. The Sui core team quickly hopped onto X, which still sounds like a placeholder name, to let everyone know they were on it. Engineers identified the issue in 21 minutes, which is commendable, but the real question is what they found. We're still waiting for the postmortem, which will likely reveal some consensus or processing logic glitch. This episode is a stark reminder that speed is great, but if you crash at 297,000 TPS, you're making a mess at warp speed. For developers, this signals the importance of testing for edge cases and network stability instead of just speed runs. Shifting gears to the job market, if you're eyeing a role as an NFT engineer in 2026, your paycheck could range from $120,000 to a whopping $400,000 annually. That's quite the spread, and it reflects the vast differences in demand and expertise across protocols. An NFT engineer's work isn't your run-of-the-mill tech job. They're deep into the nitty-gritty of blockchain tech, smart contracts, and the decentralized web. They're building platforms capable of handling everything from digital art to real estate and even digital identities. It's a role that requires a robust understanding of protocols like Ethereum, Solana, and Polkadot, each with its own quirks and challenges. For those venturing into this field, the takeaway is clear. Master the intricacies of blockchain ecosystems, and you'll find yourself in demand with a salary to match. It's a lucrative time to be an NFT engineer, and the need for skilled builders is only set to grow. Lastly, we have a story straight out of a crypto crime thriller. Michele Spagnuolo, a Google security engineer, decided to moonlight as a market manipulator under the alias Alpha Raccoon. Using confidential Google search data, he gamed Polymarket, a decentralized prediction market. Federal prosecutors have now charged him with commodities fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering. Spagnuolo accessed internal year-end search data, letting him bet on trends before they were public knowledge. You'd think someone whose job is to safeguard data would know better, but here we are. This case highlights the blurred lines between ethical hacking and outright fraud, and it serves as a stark reminder of how critical trust and integrity are in our industry. For those in crypto, the lesson is clear. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Ethical standards are non-negotiable, and the tech world is always watching. So what's the takeaway for the crypto jobs and builders listening today? Whether you're optimizing blockchains for speed, engineering cutting-edge NFT platforms, or dealing with sensitive data, remember that innovation doesn't excuse poor ethics or unstable systems. The crypto space is maturing, and the jobs of the future will demand not just technical brilliance, but also stability and integrity. That's it for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.